ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ति ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः लयस्तमश्च विक्षेपो लयस्तमश्च विक्षेपो रसास्वादश्च शून्यता एवं यद्विघ्नबाहुल्यम् यद्विघ्नबाहुल्यम् त्याज्यं ब्रह्मविदाशनैः ब्रह्मविदाशनैः. सो हियर द वन हू सेट टू बी ब्रह्मविद इज द वन हू हैज डन श्रवणम एंड मननम बट स्टिल द वन हू इज ग्रम्बलिंग अबाउट नॉलेज बीइंग नॉट इफेक्टिव इन द सेंस ही हैज सम बिकॉज ही इज नॉट एबल टू बी कॉन्टेम्पलेटिव और दिस आर द ऑब्स्टेकल इन हिज contemplation that he is not successful. And what are those things? Layaha, that of drowsiness, dullness. Tamaha, sleep. And so this layaha and the sleep, tamaha, these are the two problems which can be taken care of by having enough sleep. I didn't sleep the whole night. Whole night I didn't sleep last night. I was just awake like this. I didn't even take coffee tea anyway. Some parabdha I'm going through. So the I'm really surprised. I didn't sleep whole night. I'm awake now. I'm sitting here. 5 o'clock I went to catch someone came back. So here this drowsiness and sleep is because of the lack of enough. So we should really have enough sleep. Now people who have to be contemplative should have really take care of their sleep. And they should not over physically also, physical strain also should be less. It should be enough. They should not over strain physically. Then, to avoid these problems. So, avoiding unnecessary physical strain, which means doing enough physically. Then, see, giving enough rest also, take enough rest will help one to manage these two problems. Then, vikshepaha. Vikshepaha actually here means the agitation in the form of likes and dislikes, ragadveshas. So, the vikshepa here. And that problem has to be managed ragadveshas have to be managed also. You know, by again understanding that the situations, whatever situations, all the situations are temporary, they come and go, nothing is permanent, ordained by Layati. What we understand Karma Yoga, isn't it? The same thing, understanding the nature of situations, desirable or undesirable, no, then also likes and dislikes. Now I like it, I don't like it, isn't it? So these things, they come and go, nothing is permanent here. So with this understanding, they have to be managed. Okay? This also vikshepa has to be managed. Then, rasa-aswadaha. Rasa-aswadaha is actually being satisfied with the enjoyment of pleasure one has in practicing meditation, like bliss experience or samadhi experience, or some other experience one has because of practice and meditation, one may like it again and again and again. They'll be drawn towards the practice of whatever practice they're doing because there's some pleasure in it. They should see, no, this pleasure, even the meditation that itself holds them behind, prevents them from becoming contemplative. Therefore, how to really get them then? How to have it, which means one should really understand this pleasure, which I'm experiencing in this practice of meditation is not the end actually. it's only for setting the mind, which means Brahma Swarupa Anusandhanam alone will really give me, isn't it? So that one should not get stuck with the enjoyment of the, some sort of the pleasure one experiences in practicing meditation or japa. Sasvadaha. Then shunyata. Shunyata again completely the samadhi experience also. So all these things, these problems are there, and that again has to be understood, but reminding oneself of the fact. No, it is not the shunyam. What I have understood is different, isn't it? So samadhi, one may have samadhi, but still only for the people who have samadhi is the problem is here. We do not have the samadhi experience, we are not given to the practice of meditation, we don't have this problem. Therefore, such people should come out of it, and given to the, they should remind themselves of the fact they have understood the study of the Shastram, and therefore they can be properly contemplative and they can manage, sort of these problems generally which happen in meditation. This is this bahulyam. Now there are many. Bahulya means many. Plurality of problems. So this one should, this problem should be taken care of. They should be avoided. Now we'll go to the next, which is the actual verse today. Bhava vritya hi bhavatvam. Bhava vritya hi bhavatvam. Shunya vritya hi shunyata. Brahma vritya hi purnatvam.
Brahma vritya hi purnatvam.
Tatha purnatvam abhyaset.
Tatha purnatvam abhyaset.
See, bhava vrittihi. See, different types of thoughts, entertainment of thoughts. For example, bhava vrittihi literally means a thought. And here, bhava vrittihi means what now? Suppose bhava vrittihi means bhavaha means an object, an existent object of knowledge. Any object of knowledge is called bhava here. So bhava vrittihi means what now? Suppose by having a thought involved in an external object of meditation. Suppose in meditation, an object can be, object of meditation can be any object, isn't it? Object. So, bhava vrittihi. Suppose if the attention of the mind being placed on an external object of meditation, thereby, and constantly having that external object of meditation as an object of your thought is called bhava vrittihi. So, entertaining a thought, having an external object of meditation as the object of thought in meditation is called bhava vrittihi. Suppose if the object of meditation is an external object, then bhavatvam, then where will the mind abide? Mind will abide only in that external object. So bhava vrittihi means what? Meditating upon a given external object of meditation. And there once, you're meditating means at mind, the thought, the object of thought in meditation is external object, which is called bhava vrittihi. Bhavaha is the object of thought, for which thought, that is called bhava vrittihi. So by that meditation, object of meditating upon the object, what happens? Mind abides only in the object. Bhavatvam means mind has the objectness. That means mind abides in the object. Mind resolves in that object. Then resolves means mind has that objectness, which means mind abides in that object. Mind becomes one with that object. Then shunya vrityahi shunyata. Suppose if you practice meditation and then as a result, suppose the shunyam comes and then you are focusing attention on that shunyam. No, the nothingness. There are people who focus attention on nothingness. Then if the object of meditation is shunyam, nothingness, then void, then that vritti is called what? Shunya vrittihi. The object of thought is shunyam. Means it's called shunya vrittihi. If in meditation, focusing the attention on shunyam, if one entertains a thought for which the object is shunyam, then mind will abide in only shunyam. Yad bhavaha tad bhavati is an expression. Whatever you are thinking of, isn't it? That becomes the mind. So here, shunyata. Then, brahma vrityahi purnatvam. Brahma vrityahi purnatvam. So, when the external object is object of thought, the mind becomes only that external object. If the shunyam is the object of thought, then shunyam becomes the mind abides in shunyam only. Then brahma vrityahi, only when the object of your thought is the very swarupam of the subject, the consciousness, which is Brahman, the limitless reality, not any other object. Okay? Which is the actual Vedantic meditation, which is contemplation. Isn't it? Brahma vrittihi. What is Brahma vrittihi? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. I said, akhanda akara brahma jnanam means what? See, other than Brahman, any object being time bound and also spatially limited and also object wise limited, that object is called, the knowledge of that object is called khanda akara vritti, isn't it? Khanda akara means what now? The object which is, the object of knowledge is subject to limitations. Khanda akara, it is, the form is subject to limitations. Whereas here, what is the form of the reality here? Formlessness and limitlessness. Therefore, the Brahma vrittihi means what now? Brahma akara vrittihi or Brahma vrittihi means, here the meditation wherein the object of thought is not any object, but the very swarupam of I, very swarupam of the knower. Very swarupam of the I, the consciousness, the limitless reality, then that meditation, then mind becomes what? Mind, object of thought is Brahman, means mind will resolve in Brahman. Is it? When the mind abides in Brahman, then there is purnatvam, fullness. Okay, fullness is not attained here. Fullness becomes recognized. Fullness being recognized as one's own nature will be the result of the dwelling upon one's own swarupam being consciousness. This is called brahma vrityahi purnatvam. Therefore, what should we do? Tatha purnatvam abhyaset. Purnatvam abhyaset. You can be happy, Ratniji, because your word practice has come. Purnatvam abhyaset. Isn't it? Abhyasati. Abhyasati. Abhyaset means may one purnatvam. Purnatvam here means what? Actually, fullness here. And the fullness is what? The nature of the reality. So, may one dwell upon the nature of reality, the purnatvam. If you dwell upon the external object of meditation, mind will abide there. Dwell upon whatever you are dwelling upon, the mind will abide there only. Therefore, mind should be where? Mind should dwell upon only Brahma. Then, purnatvam abhyaset. Then there will be what? There will be fullness. Fullness implies the nature of reality. How can you dwell upon the nature of reality if you already do not know that you are that reality? This implies that. Because it is the simple thing, isn't it? There are two things only, subject and object. But here, what are you thinking of? What are you meditating on? What are you dwelling upon? If the object of your thinking is anything other than yourself, it is meditation. If the object of your thought is yourself, yourself means not the self, not the physical personality, but the real self, which is Brahman, which is Swarupa of I, then it is contemplation. And wherein this Dhyatru, Dhyana, Dhyaya, this Bheda, Triputi Bheda is not there. Mm-hmm. Meditation, meditator, meditated, difference is not there. So in this contemplation, actually contemplation upon one's own Swarup means contemplation upon fullness itself. Therefore, mind abides in fullness. This is the phalam. And other than the self, other than the meditation upon one's own Swarup, the reality as one's own Swarupam, any object, meditation upon any other object will be definitely what? Not fullness. It will only give time-bound pleasure. Whatever the experience one has will result, it will be what? Actually time-bound pleasure only. The fraction of fullness only. There is no moksha there. Again, as an experience, it will go also. Whereas fullness being the Swarupam, you see, the experience of bliss or experience of pleasure one gains as a result of meditation upon Shunyam or any external object, being an experience, it comes, therefore it will go. Whereas this meditation upon one's own Swarupam, which is the fullness, when the mind abides in fullness, the fullness will not go. Why? Because that is one's own Swarupam. Is it clear now? That's very important here. Fullness being one's own Swarupam, it will not go. Therefore, may one dwell upon one's own Swarupam, dwell upon Brahman, available as one's own Swarupam. That is the teaching of this 129 verse. We'll go to the next one.
Yehi vrittim jahatyenam vrittim jahatyenam brahmakhyam pavanim param khyam pavanim param vrithaiva te tu jivanti pashubhischa samanara. Yehi vrittim jahatyenam brahmakhyam pavanim param. Pavanim param vrithaiva te tu jivanti pashubhischa samanara.
So here what he says, jahati, ye vrittim jahati. See, jahati is a plural form of jahati. Jahati, jahataha jahati, not jaganti, okay, like dadati. Dadati, dadataha dadati. For everywhere you get gachanti, patanti, likhanti. Only for dadati, dadati. Similarly, jahati. So, because ye is a plural relative, isn't it? Pronoun. Ye jahati. Jahati means those who miss this, those who give up. What do they miss? What do they leave? Those who leave. Leave means ignore. Jahati, ignore. without giving importance, those who ignore. What? Yenam vrittim. What do they ignore? What do they give up? What do they leave? No, without having Shraddha. Yenam vrittim. See, vritti is a feminine gender word. Therefore, yenam vrittim. This particular vrittihi. What vrittihi? Akhandakara vritti jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay, this vritti jnanam, which is what? Revelation of one's own Swarupam being Brahman, the consciousness, which they have gained through, which one can gain through the Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. That vritti jnanam. Yenam vrittim. What is that? Brahmakhyam. The vritti known as Brahma vritti. So Brahmakhya means what now? Known as Brahmakhya. This particular vritti known as Brahma vritti. That is, Brahma vritti means what now? The dwelling upon the nature of the reality as one's own Swarupam, and thereby having the clear understanding that Aham Brahma Asmi vritti. Brahmakhya vritti means Aham Brahma Asmi iti akhandakara vritti jnanam. And that vritti, yenam Brahma akhyam vrittim ye jahati. Those people who ignore this, no, aham Brahma asmi vritti jnanam. And which is, what is this vritti jnanam? What sort of vritti jnanam this is? Param vrittim. This is the exalted of the knowledge, the cognitions are vritti. So many vrittis rise, and so many cognitions are there, and their knowledge of so many things, but still this particular akhandakara vritti jnanam, the akhandakara vrittihi, brahmakara vrittihi, isn't it? This vrittihi, brahmakara vritti means what now? Entertaining the thought for which the object of the thought is the limitless reality, the consciousness, which is one's own self. You have to say this long sentence like this. Brahma akhya means what? Known as Brahma vritti. Okay? This particular vritti, known as Brahma vritti, those people who ignore or leave aside, give up that vritti, which is para, exalted of the vrittis, exalted of the cognitions. Why? Because this is knowledge of the very reality, isn't it? This is a greatest fact. The vritti revealing the absolute fact of everything being Brahman. Everything, Brahman being the only satyam. Therefore, para vrittihi and pavani vrittihi. This para exalted because it reveals the greatest fact of the oneness of reality. It reveals the greatest fact of all that is here being Brahman. It reveals the one's own self being Brahman, isn't it? This is para. But pavani, it is also highly purifying vritti. Because particular Brahmakara vrittihi or Brahma vrittihi or Akhandakara vritti jnanam, this vritti is pavani because it's the only jnanam. The only rising of this particular cognition, this vritti alone will, vritti means you have to take jnanam, okay? Vritti jnanam alone will resolve the entire samsara, the big, beginningless, endless cycle of ocean of births and deaths. The samsara will be resolved for good only because of this jnanam, isn't it? By freeing you from all wrong notions you entertain about the self. Therefore, it is pavani. Is there anything which is more purifying than knowledge? Nothing. Therefore, here this particular vrittihi, definitely what now? Pavani vrittihi and para vrittihi. What is that? Brahmakhya vrittihi. Therefore, the Brahmakhya vrittihi, this aham Brahma asmi, that akhandakara vritti jnanam, we should really work for. Work for means what? one should be exposed study of the Shastram. Suppose if people are not at all exposed study of the Shastram, and there is no way of getting apatata jnanam, somehow you come to know that knowledge of Brahman will free you from bondage. Or somehow you come to know that there is bondage. The problem is, most of the people do not even know that there is something called bondage. There is something called, the people only think, oh, I'm always suffering, I'm going through pain and problems, I want to get rid of them, and then that's all they think. You know, either they blame Bhagavan, that Bhagavan has made them, Bhagavan has really created them with the problems, Bhagavan created the problems also, or they go and pray to Bhagavan, and then by worship and prayer they try to sort out that Bhagavan. They also settle, you know, sort out these things. Really speaking, what he says is, in this context he said is, this Brahmakya, the people to recognize the problem that there is something called samsaraha, people don't know. If we are bound, people don't know. It is very important to recognize the problem. Unless people are exposed to Vedantic study, Purusharatha Nischaya will not be there. The value of knowledge cannot be known. So we are bound, that problem will not be known. Even though bondage is as though, isn't it? If it is, we can't say, before even studying Shastra, we can't say bondage is as though. We have to start from where? Because we are, the problems are real for us, therefore we have to say in the beginning, we have to start the study Shastram, how? There is a bondage and which is real for me now. Only after studying the Shastram will resolve the problem, and then you will see that bondage is as though. Then for that, as the real, because if the bondage is as though, if you already know, then there's no problem. Bondage is not there. Don't study Shastram at all. The problem is, the bondage is even though as though, the problems are as though, the limitations are seemingly there, not really there, but still in our perception, bondage is real, the problems are real. Nothing is seemingly here, everything is real here. Therefore, this recognizing the bondage, understand the bondage, and for which Shastra study, Shravanam is important, Mananam is important, Nididhyasanam is important, and they going through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam and gaining the knowledge, you know, gaining the knowledge, and there again, what only then one can have is Brahmakara Vritti Jnanam. Suppose people miss this without knowing their problem, without knowing the solution being the knowledge, without knowing, you know, even the importance of Shastra, Shravanam and Nididhyasanam, and if they happen to miss this, if they are not exposed at all, there's no way of, you know, knowing about Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, there's no way of having the vision of this Paramatma also. Without that, you know, Shravanam and Nididhyasanam also is not possible without that. If they people leave, okay, that's what he means here by saying, Ye janaha, yenam brahma akhyam pavaneem param vrittim jahati. Those people who ignore this ignorantly, okay, unknowingly, not being exposed to the study of the Shastram, not knowing the value of anything, not knowing the anything, then such innocent people will do what? Will actually will miss out this, isn't it? They will miss this knowledge. For such people, ye naraha, the word naraha is in the second line, see, ye naraha, such people, te vritha eva te, for that ye, what is that to pronoun? Te. So te naraha, those people, pashubihi samaha, they are similar to animals. So, being born a human being, being endowed with a special knowledge called I am, self-consciousness, and being endowed with this knowledge of values, being endowed with this willpower, no, one should have purushartha nischaya, you know, and then one should work for it, and one should accomplish it in the form of the entertaining this vision in the mind, aham brahma asmi. Only then life becomes a life of, only then life becomes a meaningful life. Otherwise, like animals also are born, animals also eat, animals also reproduce, animals also have sex, reproduce, animals also grow big, animals also die. Animals also pursue pleasure and security. Because they don't need to work hard, because natural instincts are there, and they live. Controlled by their own, governed by their own instincts, natural instincts, animals also are born, they grow, they eat, and then they reproduce, and they die. So otherwise, what is the difference between these people who are born and not knowing purushartha, not knowing having purushartha nischaya, and not accomplishing this wisdom? If the people die, they are pashubhihi samaha. Pashu means animal here. They are, no, they are like animals only. Therefore, he says, such people, jivanti, they live, how? Vritha eva jivanti. Vritha eva tu jivanti. That vritha, that two actually emphasizes the both, the two use actually, the two actually is only for emphasis. The he and the two, both are for emphasis. Vritha eva te naraha jivanti. Ke naraha? Pashubhihi samaha te naraha. Vritha eva jivanti. Okay, vritha means in vain. Vritha. It is an indicable word. Okay, vritha eva jivanti. Definitely, they live in vain because the life is a meaningless life for them. The life is incomplete life. The life is meaningless life. Really, life is a useless life for them. Because the purpose of living this life does not become served if Brahmajnanam is not attained. Isn't it? So how can, at least if you start, even if you don't attain Brahmajnanam in this life, at least we start making effort, you know, to know Brahman. Even if you miss this life, at least next life, at least then some effort is there, the life is still useful. At least next life you'll come back and continue where you left. In this life itself, you'll completely, you remain non-novice. Not having an opportunity to be exposed to the study of the Shastra. Not having any apatata jnanam also, but somehow you stumble upon this fact. You know, there is bondage and I had to free myself from bondage. There's only in the form, only through knowledge. That no way. Then there's no way of having Shravanam, Mananam and Nidhyasanam, and there's no way of having the Akhandakarvati Jnanam. And if they miss this knowledge, if they ignore this knowledge, or if they give up Jahati, then those people are really Pashubhihi Samaha, Te Naraha, Pashubhihi Samaha. They are like animals. And they really live in vain, completely meaningless life is their life. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Yehi vrittim. Very simple verses also. Okay. Yehi vrittim vijananti. Jnatva pivardhayanti ye.
Jnatva pivardhayanti ye.
Tevai satpurushadhanya.
Tevai satpurushadhanya.
Vandyaste bhuvanatraye.
Vandyaste bhuvanatraye.
Yehi vrittim vijananti.
Yehi vrittim vijananti.
ज्ञात्वापि वर्धयन्ति ये ते वै सत्पुरुषा धन्या वन्द्यास्ते भुवनत्रये
ओके से अगेन हि ट्वाइस ये रिलेटिव प्रोनाउंस इज गिवन हियर ये अगेन ही अगेन इज व्हाट जस्ट फॉर एम्फसिस ओनली ये वृत्तिम विजानन्ति ये ही वृत्तिम विजानन्ति सो यू हैड जस्ट इट इज सेड हियर दोज पीपल हु नो दिस वृत्ति हु नो दिस वृत्ति ही मीन्स व्हाट नाउ हु हैव दिस अखंडाकार वृत्ति ज्ञानम इन देयर माइंड ओके सी हैविंग द अखंडाकार वृत्ति ज्ञानम इन द माइंड इज व्हाट knowing the self being brahman by entertaining this vritti so yehi vrittim vijananti suppose how vijananti stands for shravanam and mananam isn't it by shravanam there is shravanam only by shravanam definitely you come to know you are brahman there definitely I am different from the world that is very clear I am different from the body mind's complex And body mind's complex is part of the universe. Okay, so I denover am different from the known body mind's complex. Being no different, what am I then? I am consciousness. First you know. Then if I am consciousness and that consciousness is the only reality of everything. Therefore, that consciousness is the reality of everything means The nothing here in this world is separate from that consciousness. Three things. Remember, okay? I am the knower, different from this body mind's complex, which is part of the material universe. And that, therefore, that I am consciousness, and that consciousness is what? No, the truth of everything. Therefore, what next step? All that is nothing in this world is separate from that consciousness. Therefore, all that is there is only consciousness. And what about the jagat then? If at all there is anything other than consciousness, that is only mithya. This knowledge one gets means aham brahma asmi. This jnanam one has, one entertains. It's called what? No, vrittim vijananti. This is called vrittim aham brahma asmi. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. That vritti, that knowledge, okay, one who entertains the thought, the cognition, no, in cognition of everything being Brahman. Such people, okay, having known jnatva api, okay, having known that fact, aham brahma asmi, jnatva api, ye vardhayanti, again they what now, improve their clarity. Vardhayanti means what now? They nourish their understanding. They don't forget. You have to nourish it, isn't it? You have to look after it. You have got the understanding and again and again and again and again and again go into that and really, you know, really Vardhayanti. Vardhayanti means what actually? Nourishing it, not raising it simply. Vardhayanti means growing literally. But here actually nourishing that understanding, thereby no, it's called that next stand for what now? Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Vardhayanti stand for Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Those who nourish their understanding and enhance their clarity, they will get their vision, that vritti jnanam ascertained. So first vijananti implies the shravana jnanam. Jnatva api vardhayanti implies Manam and Nididhyasanam, which will result in the error-free, isn't it? The doubt-free, error-resolving, ascertained knowledge. It becomes, A, Te Vai, only those people, Te Vai, indeed, सत्पुरुषाः तेवै सत्पुरुषाः सत्पुरुषाः दे आर् दि नो वैस् पीपल् दे आर् दि वर्चुवस् पीपल् यु नो दे आर् रियल् स्पिरिचुवल् पीपल् दे आर् दि वर्चुवस् पीपल् एण्ड् दे आर् हू आर् दे or can say ye tatpurushah those satpurushah see the satpurushah can be as spiritual people also those people who are given to the pursuit of knowledge and who study shastram and through shravanam who have the understanding and later on they nourish that understanding and they enhance their clarity and they ascertain that vision resolving their doubts such people are spiritual people so virtuous people So, Satpurushah, ye Satpurushah, those virtuous or spiritual people, you know, who through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam gain the knowledge, then thereafter nourish the knowledge, then thereafter ascertain that understanding. Such people, Satpurushah, Dhanyah, Dhanyah means they are the fortunate people, they are the blessed people. Okay, Dhanyah, and those people, Vandyah, Te Dhanyah, Te Vandyah. Vandyah means they are worshipable people. See, Vandate is a verb. Vandate is Atmanepadam. Vandate means bows to. They are revered people. Okay, Vandate means bows. Vande, aham vande, I bow. But Vandya, possessive passive participle. Vandya. But when you say Vandyaha, adjective it becomes. Worshipable, revered. Those who deserve reverence. Vandyaha, Bhavanti, where? Bhuvanatraye, in the whole world. Those people are to be revered. They are the people to be revered. And they are the blessed people. Those virtuous people, spiritual people, who have the understanding by Shravanam. Thereafter, who really get the understanding ascertained by the effort of Shravanam and Nidhyasanam. Such people are great people. Very simple, isn't it?
Yehi vrittim vijananti.
Grammar is very clean, isn't it?
Yehi vrittim vijananti. Jnatva pivardhayanti ye. ते वै सत्पुरुषा धन्या वन्द्यास्ते भुवनत्रये ये सत्पुरुषाः वृत्तिं विजानन्ति ज्ञात्वा वर्धयन्ति अपि ये ते धन्याः ते वै धन्याः भुवनत्रये ते धन्याः वन्द्याः ओके येषां वृत्तिः समावृद्धा परिपक्वा च सा पुनः ते वै सद्ब्रह्मतां प्राप्ता नेतरे शब्दवादिनः येषां वृत्तिः समावृद्धा परिपक्वा च सा पुनः ते वै सद्ब्रह्मतां प्राप्ता नेतरे शब्दवादिनः vadinah.
Vadinah.
Okay. So again, yesham vrittihi, and those people who have this akhandakara vritti jnanam, how not doubtful, not forgettable, but unforgettable, doubt-free, ascertained understanding, how sama, no, the same understanding, the clear they have, then vriddha means what now? It is not overnight gained, isn't it? It's like this particular vritti is not one just suddenly, oh, I want to get it, if we go to the shop and buy it. Not like that. See, this vision one cannot gain overnight. That's why one has to live many janmas to be prepared and prepared and prepared, isn't it? It is to evolution. One has to evolve and evolve and evolve, isn't it? Therefore he says, vriddha means this knowledge which has been developed. How it has been developed, isn't it? After then going through the study, living a life of karma yoga, having antakarna shuddhi, and also through pasanam, having got the mental steadiness, and because by shravanam and mananam, having understood that aham brahmasmi, then again through contemplation, having ascertained that fact, so there is a proper process, not overnight one doesn't get it. No, properly developed and accomplished knowledge. Sama, vriddha, vrittihi, also what? Paripakva, very mature, ripen, isn't it? Ripe knowledge. He says that. You know what? Naturally. Paripakva. It's a height of maturity. You know, height of maturity. What is the, how much a man can mature? You know, what is this? This is the, that one cannot become more mature than becoming wise. Because this wisdom is the height of maturity. There's no, one can become, that's a wise person, is the most mature person. So the this vision, vakandakara vritti jnanam, which is well developed and which really is ripe knowledge. It becomes ripe knowledge, no? Through in due course of time, paripakva cha sa punaha, that vritti, that knowledge, paripakva cha sa punaha, that knowledge again is ripe knowledge, and such people alone, te vai sad brahmatam praptaha, they alone, is it? Those people alone, sad brahmatam praptaha, they alone have, what now, become identical with Brahman. Which means what? Is it? They have become really limitless, being one with Brahman. They are the people who are free and they have become one with Brahman. Brahma. Sad brahmatam praptaha. For example, yesham vrittihi sama vriddha paripakvacha sa punaha, again is adjective for vritti only. Sacha paripakva, not simply it developed, actually it is really ripe knowledge. And those people who have this, you know, ripe, clear, doubt-free knowledge developed through a given process, isn't it? Such people,
or really people who attained Brahman, who become one with Brahman. Sat Brahmatam Praptaha. Brahmatam, now they have attained Brahmanness. They attained the status of being Brahman. They are already Brahman. They did not attain the status of Brahman. So recognizing the self being Brahman already is what? Attaining the status of Brahman. So that's what Brahmatam Praptaha. Na itare shabdavadinaha. Not other people. Na itare. Not other people. Shabdavadinaha. Shabdavadinaha means what now? Who simply talk. Who simply talk. Shabdavadinaha means what? Who make lot of noise. Who talk. But they have not really become. Which means what? They make lot of noise. They talk means they talk, but they do not see the meaning of those words. See, not seeing the meaning of the words, simply uttering the words is called blabbering. Is it? It's called shabdavadinaha. The words should have become the vision in the home of vritti. Then the words are meaningful. The words have not resulted in the form of vision, the vritti, vision in the form of vritti, then words are still the words. Then it means meaningless words. That's what he says. Okay? Okay, we'll go to the next one now. Which means it's very beautifully he says here. Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Vrittihina Suraginaha.
Vrittihina Suraginaha.
Tepyajnana Tayanunam.
Tepyajnana Tayanunam.
Punarayanti yanti cha. Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Vrittihina
Suraginaha.
Tepyajnanataya Nunam. Punarayanti yanti cha.
Punarayanti yanti
cha. So, kushalaha. Brahma vartayam kushalaha. Brahma varta means what? No? Studying Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Prakarna Granthas, knowing Sanskrit language and talking very well, Bhavjik Matradi Shastram, they are very clever. Isn't kushalaha mean very efficient in, isn't it, in talking? Brahmavartayam kushalaha. But what are the, who are those people? They talk, but because even though they talk, but what is lacking here? Vritti akar. Once you study shastram, you understand means, then immediately don't go for doing so many other things. You work for your vision, isn't it? That is why sometimes the teachers have to tell also. Swamiji sent two people away this time from Gurukulam because they are very disturbing. Sitting there, they sent him off. Come on, simply coming and sitting, disturbing other students. So, what happened? This is here. Kushalaha, Brahmavartayam Kushalaha. The study, Savanam is there, Manam is there, Manam, Savanam is there, understanding is there, and they talk very much, But that's why Brahma Vartayam Kushalaha, in talking about Brahman, quoting the subject, the Shastras, they are very efficient, but Vrittihinaha, but there's no really vision of what they are talking. They lack the vision of what they are talking. Which means there is no
mananam and nididhyasanam. Even Shravanam also might not have been proper, complete. The half-baked, you know, vrittihinaha, who lack the vision, such people are suraginaha. No, suraginaha, they are not ordinary people, they are very much attached to the worldly pleasures. Suraginaha. Not simple ragi, suraginaha means they are so much attached to worldly pleasures. And the suraginaha means just the highly attached, dependent people. Emotionally dependent, highly attached to things. They're people, raginaha. You can add pleasures, objects, etc., etc. And such people, they, api, also, they what do they do? Ajnanataya. And such people, because they don't have the akhandakara vritti jnanam, the vision is not here. Because of the inadequacy of Shravanam, and because of the lack of mananam and nididhyasanam, or because of lack of mananam and nididhyasanam, no? And still, the vision is not become what now? Really ascertained. As a vision is not there. Still, akhandakara vritti jnanam is not there. Therefore, because they lack the vision, they lack the vritti, akhandakara vritti jnanam, ascertained vision, such people being attached to, highly attached people, such people, they're as good as ignorant people only. Isn't it? Such ignorant people, noonam, definitely, punaha ayanti yanticha, because of their ignorance, they come and go, again and again, like any other ignorant person. Punaha ayanti yanti, ayanti agachanti, yanti gachanti. Ayanti yanti. Therefore, it is very important. Now, what should one do? It is not enough simply, knowing about Upanishads, knowing about Bhagavad Gita. It's not enough if you simply knowing about the Prakarna Granthas. It is not simply, you know, it is not such an academic pursuit. It is not an intellectual exercise. Vedanta study is not merely an intellectual exercise or intellectual pleasure. In lot of people in India, there's some false vanity is there. Oh, studying, going to, you know, studying Vedanta, in those days, you know, attending this Gita Yajna, Jnana Yajna in English talks means something they think they're superior to go for these things. You know, but really speaking, you know, once in a year they go on Swami Vishnu Swami and finish. Next year, until next year they won't even think of Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? That's people are there. So here, what he says is, actually, it is not that simply coming to know of the text or reading here and there some books and something talking about it. No, in India, people, they feel so humble. How much they know, they never go out for really, you know, because so many people know, they're so shy, they feel so shy. Those are scared of other scholars also. They never write. They really never express. Maybe in a way it's good to express that other people will benefit sometimes. Some people hear and then write. But there they will not do that. So many scholars just go because they're so scared, because they don't want to do anything wrong, because wrong information giving, or even if it is right also, how thorough I am to do something. That is really big question, challenge in India. But this here it is just little know that anybody becomes Ayurveda person. Go to Coimbatore for 3 months, go and become an Ayurveda consultant here. People are like that here, isn't it? Anyway, so that means it's not simply knowing them, but one should make it, because it is must be purushartha. See, Shravana, Mana, Nididhyasana must become a priority, must become the objective, main objective of the life, and time must be ordered for that. Organized for that, and one should really make genuine effort to study, understand, and to live that also, isn't it? So here, for next verse, he says now, look at this. But what do the real people do? The real people who really have Purusharth Nischaya, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, what do they do? No? Nimesha Ardham Na Tishtanti. That is why they had to be with such people who are also thinking of that. Now when we go to people, then even we will be confused actually. So, Nimesha Ardham Na Tishtanti. Even half a second, Nimesha means second, 1 minute. Even half a minute, Nimesha Ardham, even half a minute, even for a few seconds, Na Tishtanti, they do not remain. Means when they are conscious, in waking state, in sleep, don't ask me this, they meditate in sleep also. In sleep, they are like us. Yesterday also I told in the class. In sleep, they are also like us. If they happen to dream, and in dream also they must be giving only Brahmavidya classes. I think so. And then, in waking state, even half a minute they do not waste means, they do not remain. How? Vrittim Brahmamayim Vina. Without entertaining this thought, Akandakara Vritti Gyan, without entertaining this thought of self being Brahman all the time. Shravanam has been done. It is clear now, Aham Brahma Asmi. But if I don't do Mananam and Nididhyasanam, confusions might come, doubts might come, then I will forget. It will not become ascertained. So, it is not at once listening and going away. Then again and again and again and again and again, be with that. Being with that same. That is why Shravanam Satsangaha means, you can never leave the Shravanam. We should hold on to Shravanam very tightly. Which means Shravanam must always be there. Then, once Shravanam is there, the Shravanam Jnanam, then we should continue with that what now? Continue with Mananam and Nididhyasanam also. Which means sada, always, what is not here? Brahmamayim vrittim vina nimeshardham natishtanti. Without entertaining this brahmamayi vrittihi. Brahmamayi vritti means what now? In the mind, if at all they have a thought, and the thought is only of self being Paramatma, self being Brahman, only of Brahman, aham Brahma asmi, how? Isn't it? They entertain the only thought of Brahman always, even they do not remain without this Brahmamayi vritti, without this thought of Brahman, even for half a minute. Which means this is constant, isn't it? Once they wake up, along with them the thought comes until they go to bed. Continuously it is there. And how? Yatha tishtanti brahmadyaha sanakadyaha shukadayaha. Here Shankara mentions, just like Brahma, brahmadyaha means, in Puranas we talk about, even Brahmaji was always dwelling upon his own Swarupam. And we have sanakadyaha, we have rishis like Sanakaha, Sanandanaha, Sanatanaha, Sanatkumaraha. We have four different rishis. And all those rishis, Shukadayaha, and people, Mahatmas who came later on as Shuka, etc., Shukacharya, etc., you know, Shukacharya, and all other people who came. And so all the Mahatmas, all the rishis, and even right from the gods like Brahma, and all of them, how? They're always of the thought of Paramatma. Never the mind goes away from Paramatma. Okay. That's why, Pashyanna, Shunvanna, Grinnanna, Jigrinnanna. Now we say that, doing so many things also, what they do not forget, what they cannot forget, what is always there in their understanding and vision, the vritti thought is Paramatma, isn't it? So, he says, really, such people who are like Brahma, other Brahma, like gods like Brahma, etc., Asanakadi, rishis, or Mahatmas like great people like Shuka, great acharyas like Shuka, etc., all of them, they do not remain even for half a minute without entertaining this thought of Paramatma. I mean, only object of thinking always for them is Paramatma. From here, 135, from here onwards, 135, 136, 137, 138, 139, you will really enjoy it. And here, how the Upanishad uses this particular prakriya. Look at this. There are four steps again. You know, first what do we know? We see the universe. We see this universe, isn't it? So we accept the universe. And then we'll tell them, this universe is an effect. Universe is an effect. Okay, and from the universe, what do? If it is an effect means, and we have to show what now? We have to show the cause. If the universe is effect, then there is a cause. The cause is Brahman, we say. Thereafter, once you show Brahman as the cause of the universe, it's the second step, isn't it? Third step, you say, which means the effect is non-separate from the cause. There is no effect, there is only cause. We say that. When the effect is resolving the effect in the cause is third step. And fourth step we said, say, how can you say Brahman is the cause? Only if there is effect you can say Brahman is the cause, isn't it? First, so accepting the universe as the effect, showing the universe as the effect is the first step. Thereafter, and once the universe is shown as an effect, from there, then show Brahman as the karanam of this effect, cause of this effect. Thereafter, say, effect is non-separate from the cause, therefore, there is no effect. Effect is the cause. The effect is the cause, third step. Resolve the effect in the cause. And fourth step, if the effect itself is resolved means, so from the standpoint of the cause, there is no cause. Then resolve the causeness. Then negate the status of being the cause, attribute to Brahman, also negate it. Is the fourth step. You are at what? Brahman. Is it clear now? This is said here. Look at this. Karye karanata yata. Karye karanata yata.
Karye karanata yata.
Karane nahi karyata. Karanatvam tato gachet. Karya bhave vicharatah.
Karya bhave vicharatah.
Karanatva. See, unless you really say after me, you won't get. I won't feel that I'm teaching. Karanatvam tato gachet.
Karanatvam tato gachet.
Karya bhave vicharatah.
Karya bhave vicharatah.
See, it is like, we can take an example here. First, there is a pot. Because we are perceiving, the pot is, now we are seeing only the pot. When you see the pot, you see it as what? Effect karyam. Then, showing the pot, then from the pot, you show the karanam of the pot, show the clay. Then, having shown the clay as the cause of this pot, then ask this question, what is pot? Then what will happen? Pot as a karyam, namarupa, will resolve in clay. Then what happens? Clay, the karyam becomes negated as mithya. Mithya is as good as non-existent. Once the effect is negated as mithya, which is as good as non-existence in satyam, then what happens? Then there is no more status of, so that when you can say, then clay is not the cause. The cause is the clay, but the cause, clay is not the cause. The karanatvam, the causeness, also you negate. The status of being, the cause also is negated. But he says, first karye, in an effect, karanata yata. This, for Brahman, what happens? But seeing the universe as an effect, okay, karanata yata. Karanata means karanatvam. Karanatvam means the status of being the cause. Yata means has come. Or has come. What has come? The status of being the cause arrives when the effect is shown, isn't it? Effect is accepted. In that effect, then you have to show what? The cause. And showing the cause, karye, isn't it? Karanata yata. In the universe called, if the effect called universe, Brahman being understood as the cause of this universe, Brahman has the status of being the cause. Karanata yata brahmanaha. Jagati karye brahmanaha karanata yata. We understood, okay? You don't need to really do it. Then, karane nahi karyata. When once you see the cause, in the understanding of the cause, karane drishte, isn't it? When the cause is understood, then the question is, what is this karyam then? What is this effect then? Karane nahi karyata. The status of being the effect, no? The name and form, that the effect, that lose effect goes. Effectness goes. It means what? Effectness means what? The status of being the effect, no? Nahi, nasti. Why? Because the effect becomes resolved in its cause as mithya, which is as good as non-existent. Karane karyata nahi, which means the karyam becomes resolved in the karanam. That is what is said here. Being resolved as mithya, it is as good as non-existent. That is the meaning here. Then, thereafter, karya abhave. One, the karya, see the next line now. Karya abhave. Now what happens? When the effect becomes negated as mithya, which is as good as non-existent. Now there is no more effect. Karyasya abhavaha. Where is karyam? Where is the pot? Pot, the name, dissolved in clay. Therefore, karya abhave, the absence of the effect means what? No, when the effect is resolved in its cause, thereby when the effect is as good as mithya, as good as non-existent, being mithya, then what happens? Karanatvam tataha gachet. The status of being the cause attributed to the, isn't it, Brahman, also goes. There is no karyam, there is neither karanam nor karyam. What is there is only Brahman. You start with the karyam, go to the karanam, resolve the karyam in the karanam, then there is no karyam, then there is only Brahman. Interesting, isn't it, to know? Tataha, thereafter, karanatvam gachet. The status of being the cause goes. Understand? That means, through this karanakarya prakriya, now all that is here is only Brahman. Is it? Jagat Brahma Aikyam becomes clear. For whom? Not for everyone. Vicharataha. Vicharataha means what? The one who inquires into the nature of this universe. What this universe is. Therefore, what he says next is, then there is neither karanam nor karyam. Vastu alone is. You use the karanakarya prakriya, but once you arrive at the reality, being the secondless only reality, you drop all these terms, karanam, karyam, etc. There is neither effect nor cause. Then, atashuddham vastu bhavet. You know, vacham agocharam. So, the inexplicable, non-describable, the pure reality becomes clear. Therefore, what should we do? He says, mridghatena eva drishtantena punaha punaha drishtavyam. Therefore, this fact of Brahman being the only reality, only vastu, should be understood. Drashtavyam should be really analyzed, recognized, understood clearly. How? He says, punaha punaha drishtantena, through the examples, illustrations such as pot, clay, etc. Or like examples, no? Like clay pot. Okay, we'll see this next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.